I've kind of been dancing around this for a little while now. The fact that I've got a, yes, I've got to say it, I've got a superhero costume in the back of the cupboard at home. Comes out every now and then, and thank goodness that I've been able to get rid of all the photos that people have of me in it. There is an event, though, coming up on Sunday where you can get all dressed up. It is a lot of fun, and it is to support the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service. It's a superhero stride. To talk with us a little bit about it this morning is the event coordinator, Kylie Ferrugia. Now, Kylie, if we are planning on making our way to the event, what can we expect?
Look, it's a really fun day, Mark. We have hundreds of superheroes, lots of people, lots of families in costume. We have face painters, balloon twisters, jumping castles and lots of food stalls, as well as live entertainment.
Now, the thing with this is, Kylie, it's an event for all ages. You were telling me before we started, we've had a whole age range of people in the past, haven't you?
We certainly do. It's an event for the young and the young at heart. Last year we had twins, 2 months old, and our oldest walker last year was in her 80s. So it being a walk as opposed to a run, it really is for all ages and fitness levels.
I guess as well, Kylie, depending on what outfit you're wearing, maybe you might have to walk. You don't want any bits and pieces falling off on the way.
Absolutely. Look, there's some fantastic costumes we saw last year. Lots of capes and masks, but some very serious lycra and face painting as well.
Yeah, I think I'll go for the first category. I think the lycra's the way to go. What about yourself? I mean, are you getting involved? What's your favourite superhero to get dressed up as?
I have a Batgirl costume, and I have 3 young boys and a box load of superhero costumes. So we're pretty lucky, really. Lots to choose from.
So what you're saying is if something doesn't fit, if I can get out of the cupboard, I can come around and raid your wardrobe. There might be something there.
Absolutely. Or we can get you a superhero stride cape.
There you go. Nothing like a good cape. Now, it is, of course, all seriousness in aid of the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. Do you just enlighten us on just a couple of the services that they provide that people may not be aware of?
Oh, look, we obviously respond to primary missions, motor vehicle accidents, inter-hospital transfers for specialist care, and we also do search and rescue, which we've had a few missions of that sort in the last couple of weeks. We've actually got some of our teams participating in the stride on Sunday that have been assisted by the helicopter, so that's a really beautiful connection. People who've either experienced, have flown with the helicopter themselves or have family members who needed our help.
That's nice that they can get involved in the event and give a little bit back as well. I'm sure it'll mean
beautiful.
A lot to them.
Certainly is. And fundraisers like this ensure that the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service remains free service for all, which is wonderful.
It is, because on your worst day, you don't want to have to know that you'll get a bill next month either.
Absolutely.
Look, the event is happening on Sunday. It's not too late to get involved, I would imagine, Kylie?
No, that's right. $10 for kids, $15 for adults, or $50 for a team of 5. And people can register online at superherostride.com.au. They can also register on event day itself from 8 a.m.
Kylie, we expect lots of photos once the day is done. Thank you for taking your time with us this morning.
Thanks very much for talking with me.